Okay. I don't know what to do. All I know is the streets are just awfully messed up around Niagara lately. We got giant lizards running across the road. And we got pythons. Yeah, 14-foot pythons hanging out in an industrial area. I don't know what's going on. Kevin Strubin's the executive director over at the Lincoln County Humane Society. Kevin, how you doing?
Hey, Matt, I'm doing good. You know, I wouldn't say that the streets are very unsafe. We're keeping them safe. We pick up all these animals and house them in our own captivity.
Okay, but still, what the heck is going on, man? We've got this water monitor, which most of us hadn't heard of before. Sounded like a wild, crazy thing. A 14-foot python, which all of us, we know what the heck a python is, and we know that thing could do some damage. Like, what is going on out there?
I don't know. It's just an anomaly. This is now Thorold's anomaly. We had the one years ago where it was the alligator that was hit by a car in Thorold, and we picked that up dead off the street. Fortunately, for the reticulated python today or last night, he's totally fine. He or she, we're not sure, but it's a big one. You know, I lifted that crate that it was in, and it's probably around 82 pounds.
Oh. Where did you guys find this?
So this was picked up industrial area of Thorold, actually on Industrial Drive in Thorold, and the business owner was leaving last night. He saw this big snake. I should probably call the police. So he did that. The police came out, and they thought, well, we should probably call animal control. So, and it went from there that we thought, we should probably call a reptile expert. That's what we did. So they came in and helped us wrangle it and housed it for the night, and now we have it here while we continue the investigation, try and find the owner, have some, of course, tough questions like, what else do you have, or where did it come from? Why are you housing it in the world where it is illegal? And then discuss where it's going to go from here. So
okay.
That's where we're kind of sitting now.
I think I can safely say this to you, Kevin. Upon seeing it, I'm going to doubt the first word out of their mouth was wow. I'm going to guess something different that came out of their mouth.
It might have been. And, you know, I understand that there were a lot of people coming by last night to see it and, you know, take pictures and do whatever, because this is not something you see every day. I've been here almost 29 years, and I have not seen this yet. Yeah, we've had a lot of weird animals out there running, but not one like this.
So was it just kind of chilling in like the grassy area? Like, what was it moving actively, or was it just kind of relaxing?
No, it was chilling because it's a little chilly, and when they are, they become less active. And then when, you know, it heats up, they become more active. So this morning he was a little more active. He's not overly nice. And just to give you an idea of the python, so they don't have very strong muscles, right? Because they have a lot of tendons in their jaw, so they can really open it up to take in their prey. But they can bite, and it can do some damage. You figure with six rows of serrated teeth, it can do some damage to your skin.
Well, God, yeah. And that's the thing, you know, legitimately, this thing, if it had come across somebody that it wanted to do some damage to and it wanted to injure, it could have done some pretty rough stuff, couldn't it?
It could, but I guess the saving grace is, you know, people don't have to worry so much out there because most people are going to steer clear, and it's going to steer clear because it has no interest in going after a human because they're generally bigger, but they will bite if they have to because that is their defense. So if you corner one of these things, you're going to get it, and maybe you should. So, you know, not that I would hope nobody's going to ever face one of these, at least in our area. That's the advice I'd give, but you know, we luckily had no one bitten by it, and we're looking forward to a pretty positive resolution to this one.
So how did you ultimately kind of get it in a crate or whatever the heck you carried it away in?
So that's a good question because, you know, he's so heavy and cumbersome is that it took two people, and it always takes two people when you have a snake this size. You have to control the head. You have to lift it so you're providing that uniform support throughout its body. But then as you're kind of wrangling it into, in this case, a crate, you want to make sure that you're doing it with the movements of the snake because, you know, it's all a series of muscles throughout their body, and you don't want to injure them. So you kind of let them do the work as you, you know, help guide them where you need them to be.
My God. ultimately, it's at the Humane Society right now?
It is right now, yeah. We're still talking with a lot of experts and trying to find a home for this if that's the case. You know, we have to determine, like I said, those things I mentioned earlier, but once that's all said and done, we want to make sure that we have a place for it to go. And that's a pretty specialized place. Of course, we have to make sure that it's in compliance with whatever local bylaws so that we're not you know, we are not breaking the bylaw, because that's also important.
I'm going to guess, I know you said you're still looking for whoever the heck had this thing in the first place, but I wouldn't anticipate them coming forward, would you?
I think you're right, because, you know, I would suggest, too, with other ones, not naming any specific, that, you know, don't make a big stink about the one that we have. Just be quiet about the ones we don't have, right? But that might be their line of thinking, so I think you're right.
Well, I guess that's the question. If you've got a 14-foot python, what else might you have?
Who knows? You know, well, this thing's 10 to 15 years old, so they might have had it for a long time. They might have just got it, and it escaped, because that's a pretty big area it has to get out. Maybe they had a window open for it, right? Who knows how it crawled away, but or slithered, or whatever the case may be, but it did, and here we are today in luckily a safe situation where nothing bad happened to either the snake or a human or a pet, for that matter.
Well, that's part of what I was thinking. Like, a snake this size, would it be eating, like, you know, like full-size chickens sort of thing, or like
you
small
got it
dogs?
Exactly,
like,
right. So yes, in answer to your exact question, otherwise I wouldn't bring it up. It could eat a dog. It could eat a cat. Would probably get a little more injured eating either one of those. It will eat chickens. Normally, that's what it does eat. It also can eat rabbits, large rats, things like that. So, yeah, it's a variety of those similar sized animals.
My goodness gracious!
Of course, they're not fed the domestics, but I mean the dogs and the cats. But
yeah,
but if it were out there, it could absolutely do that.
It's just have you come across this before, like a snake this large?
I've seen them, you know, in captivity, never one loose, and I guess because I wasn't the officer on the scene, I still haven't seen one loose. So, but, you know, I saw the one grainy picture of it, and yeah, you know, just see the big thing sprawled out on the lawn, and probably best that it was at night, and there was only one person there and a few police officers, because it would have caused a little bit of panic, and I'm sure it would have been a little more over social media, which, you know, having a lot of people in front of it and upsetting it could really, you know, have a situation on their hands if the snake decided, okay, I've had enough, and it goes after somebody because it feels cornered. So,
well, yeah, I guess that's probably
perfectly.
That's probably the big luck of it going to an industrial area too, right? Not kind of going through a neighborhood, right?
Well, but it's, you know, it begs the question, how the heck did it get in an industrial area? Are they being housed in that area? Are there more? You know, so we have a lot of unanswered questions that hopefully we can answer one day, but well, we just take it one step at a time right now.
You just keep you keep coming at us lately with these bizarre findings, Kevin, and you had asked her or something about bringing the snake in. She legitimately thought you were going to bring the snake in.
I was on the highway bringing it back at the time when we spoke, and I thought I could just turn left instead of right, but I didn't, so...
Oh, thank you for not doing that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Kevin, it's a bizarre thing. Hopefully we get some answers where the heck this thing
was.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot. Hopefully, I don't even know what it could be next time. That's my problem now.
Well, how do you go from this,
except
don't challenge us, because I think we're going to do it.
Thanks a lot for the time, Kevin.
All right, take care.
Take care. It's not so nice. It's not an overly nice 14-foot python. No, I can't imagine it is. I can't. What would be next? What would be the next logical or illogical step? We went from giant lizard-like thing to giant snake-like thing. In those same walk of life, what would be fair to be finding out? I don't even know. I don't even think I really want to think too much about it, because my luck, it'll probably come through and somebody will be like, yeah, look what we've got. We're just going to let it go. No, we've had enough of this gibberish. Like, my goodness gracious. You talked about the alligator getting run over. Like, there's a lot of, who keeps a 14-foot python? It's not nice. No, I can't imagine it is, Kevin. I can't imagine it is. There's no way the first word that came out, the business owner came out and went, wow, it's a snake. No. It's probably, I don't know what version they would have used of a specific word, but it would have been one of the fancy versions, the ones that don't come out very often. All kinds of that. Oh, man. I don't even know what I would say. I'd probably scream like a girl.